Rosestad het 'n gedragskode geteken wat deur die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika bekragtig is. Onder hierdie kode verbind ons ons tot die weergee van akkurate nuus, billike kommentaar en programme wat nie aanstootlik, onwelvoeglik of skadelik is nie. As jy dink ons nie aan die aanlyn kode voldoen nie, kan jy die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika verwittig. Rig klagtes aan die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika, posbus 412365 Craig Hall 2024 of stuur die e-pos aan bccsa@nabsa.co.za. Vir verdere inligting besoek www.bccsa.co.za.
Ja, jy is gelukkig soos varkenmodder,
ek beloof dit. Ek is. Ja, so ons het vir Keith hier, so Keith Miller. Keith Miller.
All right, let me put your mic on.
Is mic on?
Ja.
Ons sê, jy's fine. Ja, so Keith is hier, hy speel al doodlesak. Dis nou bagpipes, ja. Vanat hy 14 jaar oud is. En hy sê dit het so 2 jaar gevat, voordat hy kon speel in 'n orkes. En hy is die pipe major van die Bloemfontein. Wat is dit?
Bloemfontein Scottish Pipe Band.
Ja.
So, pipe major, is that like top?
Yeah, you could say that, yes. Yeah.
So, is there another level?
No.
No, okay.
Yeah, it's in the military... band directorates, they call it pipe major. It's also described as a music director of the band. So on the one hand, you're responsible for the pipers in the band, but the general musicality of the band is also the pipe major's responsibility. If the pipe major decides he doesn't like what the drums are doing to the pipe music as well, he can also tell the drummers to change it if he wants to.
So you're like the conductor, kind of?
Well, the leader.
the leader
of the pack.
The Scottish leader.
Yes. Keith, what got you interested in music? When did your music career start?
As far as I can recall, well, specifically bagpipes, I was always interested in it. I mean, even if I was very small, if I heard bagpipes on the radio or something like that, I can remember running along on my little legs to go and listen to it. And then my older brother started before I did, and then I started after him.
Excellent.
Ek sien jy sê dit vat ongeveer 2 jaar om te leer speel. Maar jy moet eers leer speel op 'n practice chanter. Ek weet nie hoe dit sê met the Scottish accent, chanter.
Yeah.
Nou, hoe werk die dingetjie? Hoe verskil dit van 'n gewone doodelsak?
Well, it doesn't have the bag attached to it, so it doesn't have all that pressure control and all of that kind of stuff involved. And it's much simpler, a lot easier to blow. The purpose of it is basically to learn your finger positions and your finger movements, and then when you've progressed until a certain level on that, then you can get promoted up onto the bagpipes itself.
Was dit amper soos wat ons nou gesê het van die blokfluit, wat jy mee begin, maar hy lyk ook soos 'n blokfluit. Jy het nou uitgehaal dis so hout wat lyk soos 'n fluitjie basically.
It lyk soos 'n blokfluit, maar it's got a thick top.
It looks like a little bulb on the end, like a bietjie van 'n
Okay, it's got a reed in the middle, like blockflute in English is recorder, but there, you know, that has a different kind of thing to it. You know, the practice chanter, like the bagpipes, has got a reed inside it, which actually makes a sound. So you're blowing into it, and then there's a reed on the inside, which
what I wanted to know. I wanted to know about the sound of the chanter. So it's going to be a little bit different than recorder, as you would recall.
Yeah.
Wow. Excellent. Okay. So. Just tell us a little bit more about the technical parts of the bagpipes. What parts do they have?
All right. Well, you've got the bag, which gives it its name of bagpipes. And this is traditionally was leather, which was treated with stuff that you put on the inside to make it airtight. But obviously a lot of modern pipers use a synthetic material like this one, which is a lot easier to maintain.
Is it a bit goedkoper ook?
Actually, no. It's a lot more expensive.
Oh, really?
The leather ones are cheaper.
But, that's interesting.
But it's a lot more schlep.
Okay.
Okay. You've got the mouthpiece where you blow air into it. Then, as opposed to the practice chanter on the pipes, you've got the chanter.
Oh.
So this is the real chanter.
Dis nou die deel waar jy jou vingers druk om die note te maak.
Yeah, that's where I play. And then... you'll see these three pipes which rest on my left shoulder. They are called the drones. There's one bass one, which is a long one, and then there are two tenor ones, which are the shorter ones, and when you play, you get that background hum, and that's what they make.
Ek het nooit besef die pipe is vas met touwe aan mekaar en hoe die ding aan mekaar gesit en dis baie mooi. Dis 'n baie mooi instrument.
Dit is 'n baie mooi instrument en vir daai rede gaan ons nou weer eens luister na Cammy Barnes se Let Me Down en hierdie liedjie het so 'n bietjie bagpipes in it. Net die na is dit Betty Who se I Love You Always Forever en dan gaan Ilde, jy kan hoor sy oefen, sy wil nie weer sukkel soos wat sy gedoen het met die didgeridoo nie. So net hierna gaan Ilde bietjie op die practice canter speel en dan gaan Keith ons 'n bietjie help en dan natuurlik gaan Keith vir ons die volle bagpipes aan die gang kry. Ons gaan skakel op die weksdag wegbreek en Ilde se musical stylings met 'n practice canter.
Ja,
ek gaan vir dit.
Chanter. Nee, ek weet nie.
Engels is my tweede taal. Is my verskoning.
Nou goed dan. Maar okay, ja, ek het hierdie chanter in my hand. Dit lyk soos 'n funny blokfluit gemeng met 'n plant.
Okay.
Maar ja, ek gaan hom nou probeer blaas. Ek is nou geleer hoe om hom vas te hou, maar ek kry nie so lekker reg nie want ek kry nie hard genoeg pressure op
om jou diafragma gebruik.
Ja, ja. Okay.
Ja, diep asem met die seus. Daar was een nooit, probeer nog een.
Dit klink soos 'n siek eend of 'n ding.
Ja, dit klink soos 'n siek gans.
Maar what am I doing wrong? You demonstrate. What am I doing wrong?
Okay, so it turns out not keeping an even pressure. Sometimes if you blow too hard, it kind of blocks up. Mm-hmm. If you blow too soft, then it
sounds like
a
duck.
So you've got to try and keep a golden highway in the middle there.
Dit klink soos bietjie soos 'n video game vir my, bietjie electronic.
Klink vir my soos 'n doodlesak,
ja,
net sonder die ander pipe.
Okay.
All right. Keith, how much time do you actually need before you can actually start playing? In the sense of now I want you to play something. How much, because I know you need to blow up the bag and there's different things to do.
Well, I suppose roughly a minute and I would be making noise, I suppose. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you 4 minutes now to get ready, because when we come back, Keith is going to play us something amazing on his bagpipes. Anel, ek hoop jou maandag is nou beter. En ons gaan poog om hom nog beter te maak, want ons het vir Keith Miller. Hy is die pipe major van die Bloemfontein Scottish Pipe Band, en hy speel nou vir 40 jaar doodelsak. En hy gaan nou vir ons so 'n bietjie ietsie speel, so... Who sail in Engels without further ado? Dit was absoluut fantasties. So, ons het ook op WhatsApp gekry wat sê, dit is die mooiste mooi. So, definitief, die Scott het iets beet gehad, van golf tot en met 'n doodelsak. Fantasties. Keith, thank you very much for popping in and showing us how proper bagpipes should sound like. Dit was ongelooflik. Ilde?
Ja.
Wat is jou laaste gedagtes? Gaan jy leer doodelsak speel?
Ja, ek gaan nou buite... Dit gaan gou probeer.
OK, cool.
Ja, want ek vermoed ek gaan net 'n noise maak eerder as
10-1.
Mooi speel.
Ja. Ek wil nog eers sien of jy die sak aan die gang kan kry. Want jy sê, jy het gesien, hy het so pomp aksie, net om hom aan die gang te kry voordat hy kan begin speel. So ek wil eers sien of jy dit kan regkry. En wie weet, binne die volgende 18 maande tot 2 jaar speel jy dalk vir ons doedelsak. Jy sê geskakel op die Weeksdag Wegbreek, net was so 'n bietjie doedelsak op Weeksdag Wegbreek. En Ilde is terug van jou oefens of jou probeer speel sessie af. How did it go?
Nie baie goed nie, maar ook nie te sleg nie, dink ek.
Maar oké, okay, maar ook vir iemand wat nog nooit regtig gedoedelsak in al lewe vasgehou het nie, kan het seker ook nie te sleg gewees het nie.
Die koördinasie, dink ek, gaan my... Nee, ek sal dit eventueel regkry, want jy moet nou eers die ding opblaas, dan moet jy hom so hupstoot gee dat hy begin, wat hy so, klink of jy moet jou punch in jou maag, en dan moet jy hom nou aan die gang hou met jou arm en blaas,
en speel.
En knop, en knoppies druk, en ja, nee, dis, die blaas is vir my die moeilikste, ek raak lighoofdig.
Ja, maar okay, jy raak ook net duiselig vir die eerste rukkie wat jy...
Ja, voor die uitblaas.
nie wat ek bedoel nie, maar net vir die eerste rukkie van dat jy begin speel, eventually raak jy dit gewoon.
Ja, Keith
ek is daar deur met die dwarsluit ook.
Ja, Keith sê ook, ek is bloot net nie in oefening nie, dis maar iets wat jy moet stamina opbou en jy diafragma sterk maak en so aan.
Ja, as jy net by ons ingeskakel het, ons praat so bietjie doedelsak, ons praat so bietjie bagpipes en ons het vir Keith Miller in die atelier, hy is die pipe major van die Bloemfontein Scottish Pipe Band. Dit is hulle, as jy gewonder het, wat elke jaar met Bloemskou speel. Mm. En behalwe vir dit is hulle ook by die Chalk House Child Cancer Day, by die Marshalls Hospital Remembers Day, die type van goed, hulle is gewoonlik die bagpipes band wat also speel. Keith, where do you get bagpipes? Like, let's say I don't want to start playing bagpipes. I'll start saving now and maybe next year. Where do you get bagpipes? Do they have to be imported? Do we have people who make proper bagpipes in South Africa?
There are two people that I know of in South Africa who make them. One guy in Johannesburg, Chris Mullander, and there's another guy in Grahamstown called Chris Terry. Okay, they're both getting on a bit. But yes, very good quality sets that they make, yeah.
Wat kost so 'n stel?
I think if you're looking South African, I think you're looking about 13,000 rand and up. Overseas, you're probably, you know, 15,000 and up. But then price also depends on a number of other factors as well. The wood that's involved has to be a very hard and dense wood that doesn't absorb moisture very easily. For many years, African blackwood was the wood that everybody used, but that is getting very scarce. So ironwood, I think it's a kind of a type of olive wood is used. Overseas they use different types, but it has to be a good quality wood. And then if you look at international pipe bands, you find other people with their decorations have silver or gold or in the past, previous centuries, some people had ivory mountings on their pipes just to make them look fancy, but obviously that doesn't do anything to the sound, but it does drive the price up quite a bit.
With the wood that you saw, how do you need to take care of your instrument? Does it require special care because of the wood?
Don't leave it out in the sun, don't expose it to extreme temperature variations, and just every now and then a bit of oil would. And then
do you need to take it like for a service? Ek weet vleite moet mes baie keer vat vir 'n diens. Moet hy ook gedien
word? Diens en skoonmaak.
No. There's nothing that you can't really do yourself. So there's nothing like that, no.
Okay, ja, die klank was so hard geweest. Ek sê nou, dis nie die tipe geluid wat mens hier in 'n klein gebouwtje wil hê nie. Want ons nou hier buite staan, dan kom die instrument tot sy volle reg, want dan hoor jy hom eintlik hoe hy moet klink so oor die vlakte seën. Ek hoop die hele Bloemfontein het gehoor.
Nee, ek glo hulle het. Nee, ek dink regtig ek wil doedelsak begin speel. Ek het 'n groot area daar waar ek bly waar ek altyd in die veld kan geloop en doedelsak speel. Sekere tye, dit nie te vroeg nie, nie te laat nie. Jy weet, maar ja.
Gaan jy gou probeer?
Ja, ons gaan gou uitgaan en ek gaan probeer. Want as jy 'n bietjie meer wil uitvind oor Keith Miller en die Bloemfontein Scottish Pipe Band, daar is 'n Facebook blad vir hulle en daar is ook 'n individuele blad vir Keith Miller, want you also teach.
I teach, yeah, and I also do solo gigs like weddings, funerals, etc. as well. Yeah.
Nou ja, gaan kyk jy na Keith Miller se Facebook blad. Sy naam is Bloemfontein Bagpiper. Keith, once again, thank you so much for joining us and coming to say hi and playing us your bagpipes.
Well, it was a great pleasure, and thank you to everyone who supports the band.
Fantastic.